Hello. Thank you for having me. So I want to talk about Fritzing. Who am I? I studied computer science and worked 6 years producing autonomous cars and robots, and also another 5 years helping real cars to navigate. And yeah, and now I am the maintainer of Fritzing. So let's make Fritzing create again. So I guess most of you already know the project. For those who don't, it's a CAD software for creating electronic boards. It's very simple, so it can also be used by students, pupils, maybe 12, 16-year-olds. And also, it's used a lot by people who are from foreign professions, biologists or doctors or whatever, who are not knowledgeable, not electronic engineers, and but have some issue that can be solved with an electronic board or electronic circuit, and just want to get it done. What's not possible with Fritzing? If you have a highly integrated circuit, or if you want more than two layers, you just go for KiCad. And also, if you want to simulate a circuit, that's a frequently asked question we get. That's not possible with Fritzing. And designing your next iPhone, I wouldn't recommend also. It's very basic software. So, how did I get to the project? Last year, this was the state of the project. The last release was already 3 years ago. There's more than 1,100 issues. And that despite the project had been downloaded 1 million times last year. And there's 200,000, 250,000 users visiting the website each month. So it's really alive, but not on the development side. The maintainers had left, so I wanted to join this. When looking at it, there were more problems. So it didn't compile anymore. Nobody had published a build for 2 years. The server is still on Debian 6. I don't know. Maybe you know what that means if you have it online and with this. There was a broken capture issue, and nobody fixed it for months, so half a year, and the users couldn't log into the website anymore because just the capture mechanism didn't work anymore. Forum signups not possible. Email system had stopped working. Basically, MailChimp had just changed their tariffs, and although Fritzing UG was still paying for it, no email was delivered anymore. So I stumbled on it while working on my own electronic project, and stumbled on a bug in Fritzing, checked on GitHub. Maybe this bug is fixed in the master branch and it's just not yet released. And then I saw the whole situation, and also Eisler's talk at FOSDEM last year, where they asked if someone wants to join this project, and that's what I did. And for restarting this project, there was to first to do an analysis. So what had gone wrong? So why is so many users and so many downloads, but why is there no development anymore? So looking at what was Fritzing bringing in the money. So it started in 2007 with a public research funding, which gave in a lot of money, but it was only limited for 2 years. So after this money ran out, there was only the other parts left for just getting some income. PCB manufacturing, so at that time, Fritzing had its own fab lab. That was a source of income. Parts development was a source of income, but actually it's a bad idea to do that, because if companies pay you to include their parts into your project, then you have first of all, for the users, you want to have in as much parts as possible. If you charge for that, then you get less parts.